This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. And this final note, a look back at the news of the week that didn't quite make the headlines, courtesy of Brendan Francis Newnham and Rico Galliano, with some help from the Marketplace staff.
Millie Jefferson, director, what story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
So the headline that grabbed my attention this week is Missile Defense Staff Warned to Stop Surfing Porn Sites.
Now, why would that capture your attention? Wow. So was it an epidemic of this?
Well, to be fair, there are 8,000 employees that work for the Missile Defense Agency at the Pentagon. Less than a half dozen people's computers showed that they had accessed these kind of sites.
Okay. And actually, didn't the Department of Defense kind of invent the internet? Like the early internet?
That's a good point. You know, you reap what you sow.
Yeah. You made this sleazy bed, DOD.
Mark Garrison, New York reporter. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Story I read in BuzzFeed. It's about Kickstarter, very popular crowdsource online funding, good to raise some money to do your movie or that kind of thing. And it has gotten so popular that it has spawned an entire industry of consultants who will help you raise money on Kickstarter.
So let me get this straight. If you wanted to raise money on Kickstarter, you would pay me money to help you raise money on Kickstarter?
Yeah, but you may actually have to start your own Kickstarter campaign so that you can fund your consultancy to then charge me.
So eventually you're going to need a Kickstarter campaign for your legal defense fund because you're running a Ponzi scheme.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, Wealth and Poverty Reporter. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
In Prescott, Arizona, police were called in because someone tried to buy stuff with counterfeit $100 bills.
Okay, so?
Well, what tipped them off is there was Lincoln on the $100 bill instead of Benjamin. It's all about the Lincolns.
Did they get him?
So far, they haven't caught him.
I hope that the cops are looking also for whoever sold this guy his counterfeit education.
Rico and Brendan do a radio show. It's called The Dinner Party, and there is a link to it at marketplace.org.